everything that rocks.
All righty, let's do it. Good morning, 850, Brock, Hunter.
Come on, what you doing?
So dumb. So stupid.
You know what's not dumb?
What?
$1.49 I saw yesterday for gas. $1.49 for gas, bro.
I was talking to my mom the other day, and she said somewhere in Madison, it was like $1.19 for gas, a gallon of gas.
I mean, dude, are people just filling things up? Because you can do that, right?
If you want to. I mean,
does gas go bad?
Yes, it does. No, gas absolutely has a shelf life. So,
nah, you can throw some sea foam in it, dude. It'll be fine.
It's crazy right now. Because I was looking it up the other day, and right now here in Michigan, Michigan is notoriously high gas prices. We're like the third highest in the nation.
In general.
Okay. They usually have really high gas prices. Right now I looked it up, and this is the same gas price it was in 2003 when I was a junior in high school, and it's just weird, man. Brian just messaged me. He actually said something worthwhile. He said South Haven is a $1.19. No kidding.
Damn, dude. Damn. $1.19, Brock. Did you ever think in your lifetime you would say that again?
No.
I didn't.
No. I thought it was going to.
$1.09.
I figured it'd go higher. It'd be like almost like post-apocalyptic style where it's like Mad Max and we're having, you know, gas wars, stuff like that.
Giving it away. They're giving. Here's what pisses me off. It could be $1.19 or it could be $5.30. That's a huge gap.
Yeah.
You know, nothing else is like that. Does even gold fluctuate that much?
Not quite that much, but there's an ebb and flow with it and with everything. What kills me about all the gas prices is the speculation on the market. It's just all, and of course, the supply is there, but the demand is not there. So when those things aren't, you know, copacetic, you're going to have different prices. You're going to see this drop. We're not going through gas like we were before, which doesn't allow people to go, oh, we got to jack the price up and get this. Now there's reserves, you know.
I'm looking for stuff to fill up. You know, I'm asking the wife
squirt gun.
To fill up.
Squirt gun with gas. Yeah. And then what you do is a fun little thing. Halloween, you have a squirt gun full of gas and you squirt it at the pumpkins.
No. It's terrible.
Fire.
It's a terrible idea. You're right, Beavis. Yeah, relax there, you pyro. You light people's houses on fire, for God's sake.
As you do it with a squirt gun, you move the pumpkin out.
What you do is you take a pumpkin out in the field and do it. A nice, wet field.
You take that pumpkin with that one single hole that's in it for some reason, and then you put a candle in there.
You're sick son of a bitch, you know that?
And then you squirt it with your squirt gun full of of gasoline. That's great.
Yeah.
It's fun. Gasoline's the best fire starter, let's be honest. We all know that.
No, it's not. Don't pour gasoline
Don't be a pussy like Hunter. It's fine. Gasoline is fine.
Hospitals are full enough. They don't need people looking like Freddy Krueger walking
it's
in.
It's not my fault people aren't smart when it comes to lighting a fire with gasoline. Come on now. But the key is what you do is you you take a beer can, all right? You chug a beer, you cut that beer can in half, all right? You bend the sides down because you don't want to cut yourself, obviously.
How'd you make it to 33?
And then you fill that up with gasoline, and then you throw it, but you got to kind of back up while throwing it. That's the best way to do it.
How many YouTube videos are starring you trying to light a fire?
None, because I know what I'm doing. Yeah, there's YouTube videos going, greatest fire starter ever. Prodigy sang about this guy.
Man in Missouri nearly burns town down. Single bonfire.
Never close.
If you're going to do it, at least use diesel.
Yeah, if you're a toddler. I mean, that's what I lit fires with when I was a little kid. That's what dad gave us toddlers because, you know. But then when you become a man, you get to use fire.
I feel bad for your kids. If you ever have kids.
Why? They're going to have so much fun. It's going to be lighting stuff on fire. I'll never forget the one time.
Okay, here we go. Is this the story where you shoot your brother with a .22?
No. You know what? I was talking to Logan about that the other day, and he doesn't understand what the big fuss is all about. We did our research. No, this was 4th of July up north Wisconsin at my grandparents' cottage. And we didn't have any punks, you know, to light the fireworks. So instead, my dad ran and got a pack of smokes, and us kids were just using cigarettes to light the fireworks.
And then we started smoking.
It was a different time. I think I was probably middle school at that point, so I wasn't that young, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it's good stuff.
You guys had a lot of woods around your house, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. You know what? It's good stuff. And that cigarette made a perfect punk. Nowadays, you got those fire safe cigarettes. They don't stay lit. Ridiculous. Always going out.
Terrible for fireworks.
I miss the good old days, all right? where your cigarettes kept burning even after you fell asleep.
Let's get out of here before we get in trouble. Okay. You're giving terrible advice.
Are we going to go light a fire with some cigarettes and gasoline? Which, by the way, a cigarette will not light gasoline on fire. I've tried it. It doesn't work.
You're smoking at the pump now, huh?
Yeah, I'm a busy guy. I got things to do.
The worst.
Anyway, let's do your dumb vocabulary, shall we?
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, boat, camper.
You should get it all, Brock. You should get it all.
I have the highest coverage you can get, trust me. Chris is considered essential. Obviously, insurance is right now. You still got to stay covered. Make sure you go see him. Get yourself insured. And he'll talk to you. He'll walk you through it, give you quotes, whatever you need. Give him a call, email him. Chris is here for you.
Chris,
your dumb vocabulary for today, snake out.
Snake out.
Look at that. Didn't even have to wait. I hope Boss Man Bill is listening because I am.
He's not this morning.
I'm crushing it this morning. Snake out.
Snake out. Is it like the barn door is open and something falls out?
You're absolutely right.
Nice.
Yeah, when a man exposes his wang at any given time. Kiki. Oh, my God.
Did you just get scared?
Holy crap, dude.
Would you have your snake out?
Oh, my God. If he was out, he just scurried back into his hole. For you,
it'd be your worm was out.
Oh,
red worm. Not a nightcrawler.
No, it's a big old nightcrawler. Like one of those.
Waxworm.
It's like one of those big, like, African nightcrawlers. You know, those ones that they show on Discovery Channel that's, like, massive. And the crocodile hunter's like, oh, look at this thing. It's huge. That's what he does. This has been just horrible. I don't know if you've listened to any of this morning show.
I have,
Kiki,
unfortunately.
But it has just been, it's been a train wreck.
It's a train wreck, yep.
Anyway, thanks for scaring the hell out of me.
Come on, Kiki. Is it a red worm? Is it a wax worm? Is it a night crawler?
What are we talking about?
My wiener.
Oh.
No, it's like that 2-pound or that 3-pound, 2-foot gummy worm Gifford was talking about a little while ago. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish it was a wax worm.
What?
I don't know.
Wait,
which ones are the wax worms?
That's the little tiny ones.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
It's like little larva.
Dang
yeah.
It.
It's that little guy.
Not what
Look
I
Look at that little thing.
Yes. Would you wish it was that?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
That would be more accurate, though.
Oh,
I
good.
Wish it wasn't that. That's what...
You know what? I don't like anybody
this
morning.
Oh, I want a crawler. Crawlers are huge. It's okay. Oh. People make wax worms work all the time. Nothing beats live bait. That's all I have for today. Don't do this to me. I'm finally in the studio for once.
I know.
Love on me.
It's been so long since you've been in here, and then you come in with that weak stuff right there.
I know.
All right. Should we go? This has just been, folks, I apologize. It's been horrible. Yeah. It's been absolutely horrible.
Let's go.
I talked about how to start a fire with gasoline. We talked about crawlers. Kiki wants a wax worm. I don't even know anymore.
He basically went through the anarchist cookbook. That's basically what you did.
Pretty much. All right. We'll be back.
Rock 107.